Hey, Chip Close here, host of the Restaurant Strategy Podcast. You know that I host a mastermind called the P3 Mastermind, and twice a year we host in-person events, once in January, once in July. This is July. We obviously just wrapped on the P3 Profitability Summit. We hosted it in St. Louis. This is a 2.5-day event. 100 restaurant owners from all over the country descended upon the city to level up, to network, to learn. I'm going to share with you my 5 biggest takeaways on today's episode, and I'm going to tell you how you can get access to the entire program, an all-access digital pass for just $47. If you don't care, don't worry about it. Stay for the takeaways. But if you care about hearing every single word that was uttered on that stage, don't go anywhere.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find 3 kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close, and this is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast dedicated solely to helping you build a more profitable restaurant. Each week, I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable business. I work with owners and operators all over the country through my P3 Mastermind. I also wrote a book. It's called The Restaurant Marketing Mindset. Did you know you can get that book for free? You just pay shipping. It's like $3.92. This is open to anyone in the United States. I'm sorry if there are international listeners here. It's just way too expensive for me to ship it overseas. I tried. It starts at like $45. It's just unsustainable. But for everybody in the United States, you can get a beautiful hardback copy of my book, The Restaurant Marketing Mindset, by doing the following things. Click the link in the show notes. It will take you to my Instagram page. So Instagram.com/restaurantstrategy. DM me the word book. B-O-O-K. We will then send you the link to get this book for free. Do that right now. It's the best way to get all of this marketing knowledge I packed into a 200-page book, mercifully short, but packed with all kinds of great content. Go do that now. Visit our Restaurant Strategy Instagram page, DM me the word book, and we'll send you the link to get your copy for free. All you got to do is pay shipping. So, Avi, when it comes to guest feedback, how do you recommend restaurants approach managing their reviews?
Yeah, so there are 3 things that we highly recommend, right? Number one, block out 30 minutes a week, one day a week, respond to reviews. While it'd be nice to respond to all of them, focus on the 2, 3, and 4-star reviews, because that's where you're going to win people over and have room for improvement. Number two, create templates for yourself. Proven templates that you know work for 2, 3, 4, 5-star reviews. Save time. Number 3, if you want to take it completely off your plate, come to Marquee. We have a wonderful managed review product where we will respond to all of your reviews as a true brand extension and take it completely off your plate.
And where can people go to learn more about Marquee?
Come visit us at marquee.com. That's M-A-R-Q-I-I.com. We look forward to chatting with you.
Okay, so like I said at the top, every year we host 2 in-person events. The P3 Marketing Summit is in January. The P3 Profitability Summit is in July. We capped this event at 100 attendees. We had all kinds of incredible speakers from all over the country descend upon St. Louis. And it's an opportunity for all the attendees, all the restaurant owners to network, right? And to level up and to learn a series of playbooks. This Profitability Summit is really the operations side, right? So again, in January, we cover the marketing side. In July, we covered the operations side. When we talk about operations, right, we're talking about how to make a profitable restaurant. It really ain't that deep. It's not easy, but there's something simple about how we do it. And what I want to do is I want to share with you, number one, a way for you to get access to every single second of what was spoken on stage. We are releasing an all-access digital pass so you can watch. We filmed every single minute of this event, and you can get access to all of it for just $47. Tickets to the event were regularly $500, and here you get it for $47. You'll also get the master deck, right? The entire PowerPoint presentation with every single script, playbook, framework, everything is there. Again, for $47. The way you do that is to click the link in the show notes, and you can get yours again for $47. But for everyone else, if you don't care, if you don't want to do that, You can also stick around, listen to this episode, because I want to share my five biggest takeaways. These are the things, obviously, I put together the program. I helped curate it. I was on stage a lot. But I also sat back and listened a lot, listened to the other speakers. I listened to what people were saying. I listened to the questions that were being asked. And so what I've done is I've pulled everything together, and I want to take and I want to share with you the five biggest takeaways from the P3 Profitability Summit, which again was hosted in St. Louis just this past week. Number one, every restaurant needs to be forecasting and budgeting every single month, right? So one of the biggest things you can do is forecast. Forecasting is just predicting the future, looking into your crystal ball and saying, how much revenue do I think I'm going to drive next month? Now, you can arrive at that number a variety of different ways. There are all different ways to forecast. You can Google it. You can watch YouTube videos. You can read textbooks. You can use software, or you can just guess. But you have to sit down and say, how much do I think I'm going to make next month? And given that, if you want to target a specific number in profit, which you should, I want you to start thinking about net income like rent, that's immovable. You must make that in order to be a success. If you come up with the revenue number and you know what you want to make out of the business, then you should know, okay, well, then I have to keep my key expenses here at this percentage of revenue. That's how we forecast and budget. Now, every single restaurateur that I work with in the P3 Mastermind knows this is a key part about the program. I show you how I was shown to do it, how I know to do it, how what I did for 20 years running restaurants, right? I show you how to forecast and budget. You can come chat with us. We're happy to chat with you about it. Or you can simply figure out how to do it yourself. It doesn't matter. What matters is just you need to do it. That sort of was... That was across the board. That was table stakes for having a profitable restaurant. That's my first takeaway. And that didn't come from me, because in fact, we didn't cover any of that at the live event, because we cover it so deeply in the P3 Mastermind when we meet every single week. So really the summit, the live in-person event in St. Louis, was about so much more beyond that. But table stakes, you need to be forecasting and budgeting for the key expenses in your business every single month. My second takeaway, right, was that you need to understand what's on the other side of profit. Early on in the event, I asked everybody, have they thought about their exit strategy? There's a term here you sometimes hear in different industries, the hill behind the hill, right? That we're targeting profit. Now, profit is money. Money is great, but money doesn't buy happiness. Money gets you other stuff that can provide happiness or joy or stability or security or can provide legacy or any number of things. And every person has to figure out for themselves what is on the other side of profit. I'm targeting profit so that I can get blank. You need to understand what's on the other side of profit. That for me, if you want to sell the restaurant, profit will allow you to make a very valuable restaurant that can command a high price. If you want to grow, if you want to franchise your business, you have to generate make a profitable restaurant, create systems that can lock in profitability so you can look at a potential franchisee and say, this business makes 24% minus the 6% royalty and the 2% marketing fee you're going to pay us. You're still going to make 16%, which is a pretty good living at this revenue level, right? If you want to just leave, you want to go live on a beach somewhere, be an absentee owner, well, then making a profitable restaurant will allow you to reinvest some of those profits in a manager who can step in and do what you are currently doing, right? Whatever is on the other side of profit, you need to figure that out. And I know for a lot of independent restaurant owners, right, you don't have time to think about that because you can't even imagine what a restaurant looks like when it generates consistent, predictable profit. But again, currently, I work with over 160 different restaurant tours in my P3 Mastermind, and I've put another 150 people through the program, and it works. The things I teach, things I show work, the things we talked about so much at the live event in St. Louis work. At the end of the day, you just have to think about what's on the other side of that. It was a question I asked all of the attendees very early, and it resonated with them. In fact, over the course of the parties and lunches and dinners and all of that, they would talk to me. They're like, I hadn't thought about it before, but this is what I'm thinking about. Like, it was on their mind, and they wanted to share the ideas and the insights that it sparked. That ended up being a really big piece of the weekend. You have to think about what's on the other side of profit. Again, this is tied into that exit strategy. What's the ultimate goal for your restaurant? Assuming we get off the hamster wheel, which you can do, which we can show you how to do, what then? That's my second takeaway. Number three, this was a really huge takeaway, and this resonated a lot with the attendees at the event, right? Your managers are a big part of the solution. You cannot be the solution. You alone cannot be the solution. Your managers have to be a key part of that solution, right? So we talked about the three E's: educate, empower, and engage. So we educate them. We tell them what we need them to do. We show them how. We explain why that's important, right? We give them the tools they need to succeed. Then the next part is empowerment, right? We step back and we say, we trust you. I'm telling you what you need to do, how you need to do it, why it matters that we do it that way. And I trust you. I empower you to make decisions to keep us under budget. I know you're going to make the hard decisions, and I trust you to do that. And then finally, you engage with them. You make sure that they know, while I trust you and I empower you, if you ever need help, if you ever need support, I am here in your corner. I can step in and have difficult conversations with you or for you on your behalf. I can be another set of eyes on a particularly thorny problem. The managers are key. So the three E's, I want you to remember that. Educate, empower, and engage. That is how we invite them in to be part of the solution. That was a really big takeaway. In fact, a lot of attendees brought their general managers, brought their directors of operation, because they wanted them to hear firsthand. A lot of the owners are either in the program, and so they hear me all the time, or they're listeners of the podcast, so they listen all the time. But they wanted to put their operators, their high-level leadership, in the room with a lot of other restaurant owners, with me, with my team, with our speakers, so that it would resonate with them, so that they would better understand what they need to do, what they need them to do, right? So those are my three big takeaways. I got two more, probably my two biggest takeaways, in just a minute after a word from another one of our sponsors. Are you a restaurant owner or maybe a manager struggling to keep your team motivated and satisfied? Look no further than this helpful guide by 7Shifts, What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. The heartbeat of any successful restaurant lies in its people, but with the chaos of day-to-day operations, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters, your team's happiness and their fulfillment. That's why 7Shifts went straight to the source, surveying over 1,500 active restaurant employees across North America to uncover what truly fulfills them in their workplace. Want to know the secret of building a thriving team? Interested in reducing turnover and boosting morale? The comprehensive report by 7Shifts has the answers you need. Don't let the stress of running a restaurant overshadow the importance of your team's well-being. Visit 7shifts.com/CC report to grab your copy of What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. Get that today. Invest in your team. Invest in your success. Go find that link in the show notes. We're getting back to, right? We have the five big takeaways from the P3 Profitability Summit that was hosted in St. Louis. I will take this opportunity to remind you again, we are releasing an all-access digital pass, which simply means we filmed every second of the content in St. Louis. And if you want to get access to all of it, plus the master deck with all the, you know, the entire PowerPoint presentation, with the scripts, the playbooks, the frameworks, all the systems there to help you accomplish so much, you can get that for just $47. Find that link in the show notes, right? But we're talking about five big takeaways. I already shared my first three, right? First one is that every restaurant needs to be forecasting and budgeting every month. Second one is that you need to understand what's on the other side of profit. This is tied into your exit strategy, right? We want profit, but really we want profit because of what profit can get us. So what can profit get us? Third one is that your managers can be a huge part of the solution. And now let's finish up. Number four, and I said number four and number five are probably two of my favorites, and they cannot be overstated. Number four, our business is so hard because we have not one, not two, but three moving targets. They say in business, we control the controllables, right? So for us in our business, the controllables are revenue, COGS, and labor. Everybody at the event got these really cool trucker hats we had made. It had three targets across the front. Now, most people watching somebody walk down the street in these trucker hats will never know what that stands for, but we know. You know. So the three moving targets in our business are revenue, COGS, and labor. Revenue, because we can influence who comes in and how much they spend. COGS, because we get to control what products we buy, how we portion those products, and how we price those products. And then labor, obviously, we can influence who we hire, how much we pay them per hour, and how much we schedule them each week. Those are our three biggest controllables. Those are our three biggest opportunities for managing the profitability of our restaurants. Revenue, COGS, and labor. Those are the three moving targets, and it's not like that in other industries. You wonder why we struggle with razor-thin profit margins. You wonder why it's so hard. It's because this is not an easy business. What's great about the business is people get hungry three times a day. People love going out. People love going out to celebrate, right? So all of that is great. What makes it so hard is that we have to wrangle those three moving targets, and you need a plan for managing all three. That's what the event was all about. Today, my biggest takeaway is just that you can and must control those three. Finally, the number five, software can help. Now, listen, I'm a restaurant consultant. I'm a restaurant coach. I understand that I talk to people and I try to get them to pay me to help them, right? So I'm asking people to pay me. And what I hate is then the next part of the conversation saying, I know you just paid me, but you also need to pay these other companies because they're going to help you do what you need to do. So here, let me set the record straight. Every restaurant has a tech stack. What you need, I don't know, but we start building it from the most important out. The most important thing is revenue. You need some way to collect and manage your revenue. That's a POS system, right? So let's say a restaurant in the year 2024 needs a POS system. We're not gonna debate that. You need a POS system. Then that's gonna manage your revenue. What are the other two moving targets? COGS and labor. For me, you need a system to manage COGS. You need a system for managing labor. There's all kinds of great tools out there. Our sponsors for the event were sponsors because I asked them to be, because they are the best, top of class, best in class solutions in that area. So Spot On is a POS provider and so much more. They have scheduling. They have online ordering. They have marketing suite. There's so much there. You're looking for a POS system, the answer is Spot On. And I've said this before, but if you're looking to chat with Spot On, contact me first. Email me, chip@chipklose.com, chipklose.com. I will put you in touch with the rep that I know and I like and I trust. We've moved dozens of my members over there. You don't have to go with Spot On. Go with anybody you like. But if you're going to do demos of a bunch of different things, I suggest Spot On be in the consideration set because they are just great. Before you reach out to them, contact me directly because I will put you in touch with my person who I know, like, and trust. Again, if we're managing our three moving targets and software can help, you need a POS system. Spot On is just my favorite, but there are tons of great ones out there. You find whoever you want. The other one then, to manage COGS, best one, a lot of companies out there, best one out there, hands down, best in class, better than I've ever seen anyone do it, it's Margin Edge. Margin Edge was also a sponsor of the event because I invited them to be a sponsor of the event because what they do is so compelling, it's better than anyone else out there, right? I will include the link in the show notes for that one as well. And then finally, if we're managing labor, you need a really good scheduling software and you need a way to give people what they want. Kickfin was also a sponsor of the event, and they are phenomenal. They help you do cashless tip payouts every single night, dropping money directly into your employees' bank accounts for your servers, bartenders, bussers, hosts, runners, whoever gets tipped out. It's a great way to pay them immediately without having to juggle all of this cash. That was a really great tool there. That together, right? If you're doing cash tip outs, you need a system like that. You also need a scheduling software. Seven Shifts has been a longtime sponsor of this show because simply what they do for scheduling is better than anything else out there. I love to recommend it. They're a sponsor because I asked them to be a sponsor. So COGS, revenue, and labor. Those are our three moving targets. I think you need a piece of software to manage all of those. And I know what people say, oh, but it's just, you know, it's a couple hundred bucks, a couple hundred bucks, a couple hundred bucks. specifically a really great POS system with really great handhelds, with online ordering capabilities, the couple hundred bucks you spend every month will generate tens of thousands of dollars more every month in revenue, I promise you. Same thing with an inventory and COGS management tool like Margin Edge. Yep, it's like 300, 350 bucks every single month. Does it cost money? Yes. But I promise you, it will save you thousands and thousands of dollars in helping you manage your that key expense of the product you bring in to turn around and sell. So would I be willing to spend 300 bucks to save 3,000 bucks? Absolutely, it's a 10 to 1 ROI, without a doubt. Same thing is true with a scheduling software like 7shifts, right? 7shifts will help you shave hours and hours and hours off your schedule, which will result in thousands and thousands or tens of thousands of dollars every single month. Would I spend a couple hundred bucks to save $10,000, $5,000, $10,000 in expense? Absolutely, it's a no-brainer. And Kickfin, all the time it saves you, all the ways you are helping your people, it's going to limit your churn because you're actually providing people with what they need. All of that ends up being compelling. And there's so much other great software, right? Chowly was another sponsor of the event, a really compelling online ordering piece of software that does such a terrific job that plugs directly into SpotOn, right, and other POS systems, right, and they all talk to each other. SpotOn talks to Chowly, talks to Margin Edge, talks to 7shifts, right, talks to Kickfin. They all work together in sync. So the last point was software can help. That's it, right? We run these two live events every single year. It's a great opportunity to get a lot of people in the room together. We cap it at 100. We sold this puppy out. It was a blast to get all these people in the room together. We threw a couple of great parties. We supported a bunch of our members in the St. Louis market. All in all, it was great. If you feel a little bit of FOMO, then that's good. I've done my job. I would love for you to mark your calendar. It's going to be in January. We will have the exact date and location soon. I would say in the next month. So sit tight. Keep checking our website, restaurantstrategypodcast.com. If any of this resonated and you feel like you wished you were there, I can't urge you enough. Get the All Access Digital Pass. It's 47 bucks. You give your whole team the login. They can go through all like 16 hours worth of content. It's well worth your time. As always, appreciate you guys being here. Thank you so much for making me part of your week. I will see you next time.